This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 7th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weekend in Israel begins with clear skies across major cities. Tel Aviv enjoys a sunny afternoon, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly warm. Haifa offers a mild evening, perfect for those planning to be outdoors. Eilut will have a comfortable night as temperatures dip slightly. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel enters a tense weekend as four fronts edge toward escalation. This is reported by Ynet from earlier today. Also, Hamas sees demilitarization talks as a strategy to trap Israel, Zini warned security cabinet. This comes from the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan sign a joint defense deal in the shadow of Iran war. The Times of Israel covered this earlier today. Separately, the significance of the agreement signed in Saudi Arabia raises concerns about a hostile Sunni bloc. Israel Hayom reported this in the past hour. And finally, New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani faces criticism for alleged anti-Semitic incitement, as reported by JNS in the last hour. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian commentator, posted just minutes ago that October 7th brought nothing but death and devastation to Palestinians, while some in the West see it as a fantasy. Al Arabiya English, an international news outlet, posted just now that the U.S. is taking steps to cut financial lifelines of Iran's ruling elite, aiming to dismantle currency exchange and shell companies aiding Iran. Iris, a political analyst, noted earlier today that a mutual defense pact involving Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan may import Pakistan's liabilities into the Middle East. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's tense weekend. Ynet reports that military activity has slowed in Gaza, but tensions remain high. Lebanon's ceasefire is fragile, and forces in the West Bank are under pressure. Iran's position adds further complexity. Civilians face continued uncertainty as regional stability hangs in the balance. Turning to Hamas and the demilitarization talks, the Jerusalem Post details how Hamas aims to use negotiations to corner Israel strategically. The security cabinet remains wary of these tactics. For residents, this could mean prolonged insecurity as talks unfold. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Pakistan's defense pact forms amid regional tensions. The Times of Israel explains that the agreement is not directly targeting any nation, yet it raises concerns about Iran. For the Middle East, this deal could shift power dynamics significantly. On the issue of the Saudi agreement's implications, Israel Hayom highlights fears of a Sunni bloc forming against Iran. The potential hostility from this alliance worries Israeli policymakers. For the region, this may lead to increased diplomatic maneuvering. Finally, JNS reports on New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani's controversial remarks. Critics demand accountability for his alleged anti-Semitic statements. This situation underscores the challenges of balancing free speech and public safety. Turning to business and markets. First, drug development faces a $2 billion problem, but AI might offer solutions. KeyTech covers how AI could revolutionize clinical trials, potentially reducing costs and improving success rates. Separately, Maariv Business reports on the serious allegations against Netanyahu and the economic implications of the Likud primaries. This political turmoil could impact Israel's economic stability and governance. And finally, a study from Seed Israel finds donor requirements shape humanitarian aid for women more than organizational policies. Walla Business explores how this could lead to more effective aid strategies. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.